is Culture Shake Radio, putting reality back in the mix. Culture Shake Radio.
Not long ago, you were everything to me. You were my love, my life. You gave me a family. I was once in love. You changed my mind. Once in love, now you're fine. That time falling all out. Falling all out. Now you're growing so cold, your feelings got in the way. You can't explain why you've got to leave. Understand, I was once in love. You changed my mind. Once in love.
Welcome to another episode of Culture Shake. This is Cara McDonald, your host, and we opened the show with a song called Falling Out from the talented Rob Dawson. And Rob is an Airdrie guy, and if you want to find out more information about his songs and his music or anything about him, you can find him at robdawsonmusic.com. And actually, Rob just got down from the rooftop camp out at the BP's Airdrie here. And they raised over $14,000 for muscle dystrophy Canada. So that's a lot of money to raise. So good on these guys, because they were camping out in quite the cold temperatures out there up on the rooftop at Boston Pizzas in Airdrie. And if you want to see Rob Dawson playing live, you will have the opportunity this Saturday night at the Good Earth Cafe here in Airdrie. He is playing there for Valentine's from 7 till 9. And if you don't know, Good Earth actually serves wine and beer, and they have tapper trays as well in the evenings. Usually they have a special on. So that's Good Earth Cafe this Saturday night with Rob Dawson. Okay, let's talk a little bit about vaginas. As you know, we're working on the Vagina Monologues, and it's coming up really fast. February 22nd at Bert Church Theatre in Airdrie. Tickets are $30 online. And it's, what did I say? February 22nd. Yes. And you can go to 3dcoaching.ca to get tickets. So, we had a rehearsal on Saturday past here, and Kim Cheel came out, and we interviewed a couple of ladies that are going to be acting in the Vagina Monologues. One of them being a newbie to Airdrie, and her name is Robin Miller. And then the other one, who is a long-term resident here, and her name is Kathy Parada. So let's go and take a listen to their interviews, and we will be right back.
Robin, tell me why you decided to participate in this year's production of the Vagina Monologues.
Well, lots of reasons. I've been involved in Vagina Monologues before. So I've done the show once in Moose Jaw many, many years ago. And when I was young, backpacking through Europe in 1999, I wound up in London and stumbled into a show one day, which was Eve Ensler reading Vagina Monologues.
Oh, wow.
So that was my introduction to the show and to the whole phenomenon. And I also have a theater background. And I'm new to Airdrie, so I wanted to meet some new fabulous women and get involved in something that I love to do, and I think it's for a really great cause.
So let's move over here to Kathy. We'll get you back and forth. Kathy, why is it so important for an event like this to happen in Airdrie?
Well, contrary to Robin, I've been a long-term resident of Airdrie, 23 years now, and I think I've seen this community really grow and develop, and I think that it was important to get involved in something that showed where Airdrie is going and what is important to us and how we are also global.
So what does it mean for you to be a strong woman in the community of Airdrie?
I think what it means is that you are there representing women, and it means all age groups then come together. It doesn't matter whether you're young or whether you're old. You all have things in common with each other, and you can stand together.
So, Robin, a newcomer to Airdrie, but you've got strength, you've got the background of Vagina Monologues. How important is it for you as a new resident, as someone who's starting to get to know people, how important is it to be surrounded by strong women?
It's very important to me, and to have a group of women who back one another up and who stand up for each other, who understand what we're going through kind of individually and collectively. I think that's just so key to feeling really good in the community, and also showing what my kids and my family it's like to have a really supportive community around you.
And I mean, we're getting to a stronger community of women who are, as you say, lifting each other up. What would you say to those women who still don't necessarily know what the Vagina Monologues are about? How would you get them to come out and see a play that has vagina in it?
I don't know. It's a tricky question. It's fun. It's really exciting. There's an energy and a buzz to it. And I think that people are attracted to that as much as they are to the fact that it is the Vagina Monologues. Just, you know, kind of pinpointing the excitement of live theater about being out, perhaps being away from families for a period of time, just to relax and enjoy each other's company.
And Kathy, what would you say to a woman who, a young girl, how would you guide them to the steps to becoming the strong individual that we all strive to be?
I think one of the things that you have to do is say that there are a lot of people like you out there, and come together and do this as a group and enjoy each other and talk about it, because I think that's one of the things that we've noticed here as we talk about it and everybody becomes more comfortable, the actual performance takes on a liveliness.
And I think people become more open, and the women have no problem then talking about vagina and what their experience was. And I think that's the same for young women. They just don't have that experience yet. And I think that's why it's so important to come together as a group with varying ages in it, and hearing what older women have to say and hearing what younger girls' experiences are now.
So we add a component to it, and that's the man's prayer, and we're doing that again this year. How important is it, and Robin, you can come contribute as well, how important is it to bring men into the conversation?
Super important, because I think that a lot of us have partners who are men, and we want them to have an understanding too about vaginas and what it means, and what it means to talk about it, and how that relates to the life of any family and any community. I mean, it's not that we're just talking about vaginas per se, just that part of the body. We're talking about women and women's rights, and how important it is to have respect for all, like for both the genders and all the genders, I should say, because you know, we're moving into an era where we don't just talk about two genders anymore.
Just to build on what Kathy has said, I think that moving beyond vaginas, this is about feminism. Mm-hmm. And feminism is a word that has gotten a pretty bad rap today.
Yes.
So having men involved in the show, I think, just highlights the fact that anyone and everyone can be a feminist, and that feminism is about equal rights and equal opportunity for all people.
Mm-hmm. And that was Kim Chiel interviewing the lovely Kathy Parada and Robin Miller. And both of these ladies are very talented, very educated, smart ladies. And I cannot wait to see them on stage along with the other 14 ladies. That was a great interview. Enjoyed that. So let's just play a song to go with the vagina monologues. It is the theme for the 1 Billion Rising. And the song is called Break the Chain. So take a listen to that and we'll be right back.
I raise my arms to the sky. On my knees. I will walk
So that is the Break the Chain, the official 1 Billion Rising song. And you will be able to see our ladies dance to that at the Vagina Monologues, February 22nd. So we also had another interview with some of the guys that are coming out to do the Man's Prayer for the Vagina Monologues. Three of them are returning from last year and another one is a newbie. So take a listen to their interesting conversation.
Okay, well, I'm with some of the guys that make up the Man's Prayer portion of the Vagina Monologue. So introduce yourself, starting with this crazy person over here.
Really? My name's Claudio.
And I'm Bob.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Chris.
Oh, two Chrises. Jeez, what do we do?
So,
yeah. Three out of four of you have done it before, correct?
That is correct.
So what was your experience last year?
Good. It was exciting. It was fun. It was great to support all the girls, women. Do it again next year, too.
Right. So you threw around voluntold in jest, but, I mean, you guys make your own decisions. So what ultimately is in it for you guys to take part in this?
Well, last year when I was in it, I never experienced anything like it because we were actually got to see the whole play before we got on stage. Mm-hmm. And it was like I was telling Chris here, it was I cried, I laughed, and it was there's no explanation for it. It was like awesome.
I found the whole experience very humbling.
Yeah.
And because of that experience, I wanted to do it again this year to support, and I dragged my two cohorts back into it again this year.
So the Chris who's new, you're surrounded by the guys who've done it before, yeah. So they have a little bit of hindsight experience. Yeah. What are you expecting, and what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, I'm not sure what I'm going to be expecting. what I've heard and saw so far, it's interesting. I'm here to support my wife and support as much as I can. So,
and how important is it in this day and age right now when feminism is a bad word right now? How important is it for men to support women and women to support men?
I just gotta say this. I just read an article. I think it was in the City View. How much abuse there is, mm-hmm. just in the city of Airdrie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there was 687 domestic cases, but abusive ones. Yeah, mm-hmm. I just read that the other day.
So in Airdrie.
For me, that's important.
Alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To eradicate that.
Well, it's... Yeah.
Make awareness, right?
Yes, and that's all it is.
And it's not a hush-hush thing, right?
No.
It's got to be out there, plain view, transparency, right?
Yeah. Education to the men in this world that have that.
Yeah.
Idea of abuse, right?
Yeah.
No woman should be hurt.
No individual, period.
Man or woman should be hurt.
I just went through something with my daughter at her school, and she's 11, and it's the bullying stuff that's going on. And so one of the things we took away from that was that, it's one thing to do it, right? It's wrong, of course, but it's another to stand there and watch it and let it happen, right? Yeah. So you're just as much to blame, not quite as much, but if you don't do anything about it, stand up, say something. So, yeah.
So this is you standing along the up same and saying lines, something.
Right?
Yeah.
And that was Kim Cheel, and she was interviewing some of the guys that are going to be in A Man's Prayer, that's part of the Vagina Monologues. It'll be in the 1 Billion Rising piece. It was very interesting to hear how they felt about it and how they were humbled, and they thought some of it was sad and funny. So that is really good to hear. But Claudio, Chris and Bob were in it last year, as were their wives. And Chris Nicholson is the newbie for this year and his wife is playing in the Vagina Monologues. So interesting to hear their conversation. And thanks again, guys, for talking with us and for coming back again and supporting this event. It means a lot to us to have men as part of the event. So moving on, we're just going to play out a song for you, and it's called Break the Chain, another Break the Chain, but this is from Debbie Bergeron, and she wrote this all, and it's all about family violence and abuse, so it probably has a couple of trigger warning there, I suppose, for some people. But you can get Debbie's information on debbiebergeron.com. So if you have anything that, if you're wanting tickets to the Vagina Monologues, go to 3dcoaching.ca. So that's T-H-R-E-E. dcoaching.ca. And if you've got any questions for Culture Shake, just give us a send us a message at info@cultureshake.com. So this is Karen McDonald. Thank you for listening. We're playing out with Debbie Bergeron's Break the Chain. So, and until next week, we'll speak to you then. Thank you and take care.
Her parents' love, resigned to be a mother and a wife. She blamed the beatings on the situation of fatherhood and money being tight. She fools herself to cover up with makeup, lies and claims she's accident prone, but one can only fall down so many times before someone is bound to catch up. She's gotta break the chain and break the silence. Kids at home, leaving would mean leaving them behind. And she swears that he hasn't hit her lately, 'cause she wasn't worth his effort or the time. She doesn't have a friend in fear of gossip, besides time would take her from his beck and call. He says chatting over coffee is a waste of time, 'cause she doesn't have the smart